Hello and welcome to Chapter 8 in the e-commerce series. In this chapter, we will talk about the two main global e-commerce players, Amazon and Alibaba. So Amazon, which is now known world over as the titan of e-commerce, sells anything and everything under the roof after starting off as an online bookstore. And then China's Alibaba, the fastest growing e-commerce company in the world. So let's talk about Amazon, but first let's look at the top 10 e-commerce in the world by revenue. This data is as of 2017. So Amazon is there, JD, Alibaba, Suning, Wayfair, Otto, eBay is now at number 9. So these are companies from different geographies, different continents, but these as of 2017's number make up the top 10 e-commerce companies in the world, and Amazon has been a world leader for quite some time, and hence it's logically and rightly so known as the titan of e-commerce. Now, Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, incorporated Amazon in July 1994. Now, on March 20, 2018, Amazon became the second most valuable company in the world, with a market capitalization exceeding $768 billion, so second only to Apple. Now, early on, Amazon was not a retailer of all things. Instead, the company focused primarily on books. Amazon started as an online bookstore, and slowly and gradually, it became the e-commerce giant that we all know Amazon as today. The company now sells everything from toys to clothes to furniture and much more. Today, Amazon is truly a global titan of e-commerce, logistics, payments, hardware, data storage, and media. So Amazon has Amazon Prime, which is into media and entertainment. So they make their own OTT shows, they produce movies. Amazon Cloud Services is one of the biggest cloud infrastructure for running mobile apps or websites. In fact, AWS contributes maximum to the overall revenue of Amazon. So Amazon is much more than just an e-commerce company. It's an e-commerce company, it's a logistics company, a payments company, a hardware company, data storage, and also media and entertainment. Now, the tech giant Amazon is the largest internet retailer in the world as measured by revenue and market capitalization. No other organization in the world better embodies the power of audacious and continuous disruption. So Amazon has been innovating and has also been making key acquisitions to be able to expand its umbrella of products and services. So they've made some good innovations, but they've also been very smart with their acquisitions. For example, recently, this month, they acquired iRobot. It's a robotic vacuum cleaner that could remember the floor space and the architecture of your house and could automatically clean your entire house. Now, the iRobot is equipped with a small camera and it could remember up to 10 floor plans. Now, Amazon's acquisition could be key in the company understanding the kind of products the consumer uses at his or her home. So they've been very smart with acquisitions, and they've also been very ambitious with innovations and pricing and entering new markets. So Amazon has, as I said, been very smart with acquisitions. They've been able to identify and acquire the kind of companies early on in the journey, the startups that will help them really expand. And they've also been very innovative and ambitious with launching new products or entering new geographies. So this is the company that, upon its founding by Jeff Bezos in 1994, took on publishers and booksellers around the world. For 1994, people to believe that books could be sold online, or people would want to read books on a mobile device like a Kindle or now on their smartphones and tablets, was unheard of, and some may even call it unthinkable. But along the way, Amazon forced many incumbents to disrupt their business models or turn off the lights. Now, not content to be just a logistics company, Bezos and his team then went on to successfully disrupt Sony, Apple, and Samsung's early domination of two large categories, e-readers. Barnes & Noble only comes in a distant fifth with the Nook, and also tablets. So Amazon's Kindle became the primary and the most sought after e-book reader in the world. So Amazon has a history of disrupting industries and beating competitors at their game. At the end of 2016, Amazon announced its intention to disrupt the traditional bricks and mortar grocery store format. First, by rolling out 2,200 Amazon grocery stores that use new technology to make the shopping experience much more efficient and enjoyable. Then it purchased the Whole Foods chain in mid-2017. So as I said, Amazon as a company has always been innovative, has been ambitious, willing to take risks to disrupt the way business as usual is done, both by competitors and consumers, and they have also been very smart with key acquisitions to help them continuously grow as a company. Now in 2018, Amazon announced something even bigger and bolder. Now it is going to work with JP Morgan and Berkshire Hathaway to disrupt and transform an even bigger industry, the US healthcare system. So it is disrupting and transforming the entire US healthcare system. So Amazon's ambitions keep getting bigger and bigger, and it wants to enter into all industries. So it's there in cloud storage, it'll now be there in healthcare, it's there in retail, it's there in media and entertainment, logistics, payment. So Amazon as a company is the number one company and will keep on expanding, will keep on getting into newer domains, either by launching new divisions or by acquiring already running businesses or new startups in the domain that they want to venture into. So Amazon, the titan of e-commerce, is not just an e-commerce company. Amazon is a logistics company. Amazon is a media and entertainment company. They run Amazon Prime, out of one of the two main OTT platforms with Netflix. It's a cloud services company. AWS is one of the world's leading cloud storage company that hosts millions of websites and mobile apps. It's also a hardware company, and it's also a grocery seller. So you could order vegetables and your daily grocery on Amazon's mobile app. So Amazon is present in every industry, and it's continuously trying to diversify its portfolio, products, and service offerings. Now, what are the reasons that makes Amazon so successful? First, as I said, innovation. They are ambitious, they are willing to take risks, they understand the market, the customer needs, and hence are innovating. Customer service, they try their best, they strive their best to provide excellent customer experience. Execution, all large-scale business enterprises rely on execution, and Amazon has been great with it. Diversification, we discussed Amazon is not just an e-commerce company. It's in retail, it's going to be in healthcare, it's into media and entertainment, logistics, payment. So diversification has been key to Amazon's growth over the last two and a half decades. And delivering outstanding user experiences has been a key strategy of growth that makes Amazon such a successful company. And now it's the second most valuable company in the world. So this is a graph that demonstrates the net sales revenue for Amazon from 2004 till 2021. So you could see a steady growth, how it's been able to sustain the growth ever since it launched as an online bookstore company. Now, in the last reported year, the multinational e-commerce company Amazon's net revenue was almost $456 billion, up from about $136 billion in 2021. So more than 50% of Amazon's revenue was generated in electronics and media. So Amazon became the fastest company in history ever to reach $100 billion in sales. It took approximately 20 years to get there, becoming the fastest company in history ever to reach $100 billion in sales. In Fortune 500 rankings 2021, Amazon ranks number 2. Amazon is placed 8th on this year's list of America's largest companies. So second most valuable company in the world, only behind Apple. So these are key achievements, tremendous achievements that Amazon has been able to generate. Continuous results and continuous growth, continuous user acquisition. From Amazon, we move our focus to down east, which is Alibaba. Alibaba from China is the fastest growing e-commerce company in the world. In December 1999, a group of 18 people led by Jack Ma started a wholesale online marketplace called Alibaba. Now, in the 19 years since its inception in a small apartment in Hangzhou, the Chinese company has blossomed into one of the most diverse and valuable corporations in the entire world. Now, today, Alibaba is competing on a global scale against and in several instances outperforming its more titanic American counterparts, including Google, Amazon, PayPal, and eBay. That's a big achievement for a company coming from China to compete and beat global brands and behemoths like Google, Amazon, and PayPal. And hence, Alibaba has become the fastest growing e-commerce company in the world. Now, from e-commerce and payment systems to cloud services, much like Amazon, Alibaba too has presence in diverse industries. There are a few sectors left in which Alibaba hasn't already established a strong presence. It's almost present in all major sectors, either via direct services being introduced or via key investments and acquisition. Like Alibaba has stakes in Paytm, BigBasket, and Zomato in the Indian market. So they, like Amazon, are present across major industries, and diversification hence is also a key reason for their continuous growth. So Alibaba has incredibly diverse portfolio in India, Paytm, BigBasket, Zomato being the key investments that they've made in the Indian consumer segment. Now, from first entering the Indian investment market in 2014, over the years, Alibaba has invested $1.7 billion in the Indian startup ecosystem, from BigBasket, Zomato, and Paytm, even ExpressBees and more. So Alibaba has benefited greatly from the strict internet controlling policies of its home country. Now, China's policy do not allow a lot of internet giants from accessing the huge consumer base of China. For example, Google, Facebook, WhatsApp, they are not accessible. YouTube, they're not accessible to the large consumer base population of China. So that controlled policy of the world's largest population has also helped immensely in the growth of Alibaba as an internet giant. Now, in September 2014, Alibaba, which wasn't well known outside China, grabbed global headlines with a colossal $25 billion IPO at a market value of $231 billion. So this was the biggest US IPO in history, making Alibaba the 23rd most valuable company in the S&P index, ahead of other online commerce titans like Amazon. Now, in 2016, Alibaba was recognized as the world's largest and most valuable retailer after its revenues soared above those posted by American stalwarts such as Walmart, Amazon, and eBay. It also outperformed Amazon, Google, and Microsoft in public cloud revenue growth in the same year. Again, the restrictive policies of China in allowing global companies like Google, Microsoft, YouTube access to Chinese businesses and consumers has helped Alibaba immensely. But despite that, it was able to outperform Amazon, Google, and Microsoft in public cloud revenue growth. Now, Alibaba is supposed to maintain its impressive annual growth of 61%. That's a tremendous growth rate for a company to achieve. In January 2018, Alibaba made history by becoming the second Asian company to cross the $500 billion valuation after Tencent, another Chinese giant, when its market value reached $527 billion. So Alibaba has been at the forefront of the AI revolution, using machine learning to power sales, marketing, and customer service during its annual global shopping festival. It has also collaborated with Starbucks in Shanghai to set up an augmented reality experience in the coffee chain's largest store in the world. So like Amazon, as you could see, they have been quick with innovation, they've been ambitious, and they've also made some key acquisitions and investments to diversify their portfolio in terms of products and services. So this, you could see, is a snapshot of their revenue growth in million yuan in the last 10 years. And just like Amazon, even their growth has been steady and the curve seems to be growing. So again, that is what makes it the fastest growing e-commerce company in the world. So what are the key reasons behind Alibaba's success? One, easy entry. The Chinese ecosystem, policies, and government protection allowed it easy entry and no competition or very low competition from global competitors to stop its growth. So hence, it had access to a huge population of both consumer and business users in China, and then it was able to expand its entire user base globally. So ecosystem, as we said, the Chinese ecosystem, the population, the size of the consumer and business user base, trust and security, which they've been able to establish, scale, much like Amazon, they were ambitious and they were ready to launch fast, launch big, and localization within China has helped them. So any business, for example, anybody who was willing to buy goods in bulk from China had to go on to Alibaba as a B2B e-commerce platform. That's how Alibaba started. That was the launch of Alibaba. So all these key factors has helped Alibaba becoming in what it is today as one of the fastest growing e-commerce companies in the world. This is a snapshot of Alibaba's sale on Singles Day in China. And in an entire day, they were able to sell more than $34 billion, $3 billion in just 10 minutes. That's the sale that they generated on just one day, the Singles Day in China. So that's a benchmark for all other global e-commerce companies. So Amazon and Alibaba are the largest e-commerce giants in the world, one from the West, one from the East, together commanding over $1.1 trillion in market cap. Now, both Alibaba and Amazon are global forces that are continuously expanding their reach around the world. Both these have investments in India. Amazon runs its own brand, Amazon Prime, Amazon.com, AWS, and other services. Alibaba has investments in key Indian startups and tech companies like Paytm, Zomato, and BigBasket. So with significant part of the world's online retail untapped, Amazon and Alibaba have an enormous opportunity as global dominant players. As we know, the entire market share of e-commerce globally as of today stands at just about 17%. In countries like India, it's just about 2.2%. Even in China, the share of e-commerce is only about 23%. So the potential for growth, the headroom for growth for both these internet giants is immense. Thank you very much.